Well, I think we need to move on and do our service. I think this has been a very productive, and I thank everyone who has spoken up. We're going to do more of this as time goes on, because there's a lot being given to us in a short period of time. So times like this draw us together in a more cohesive way. Not only that, it clarifies confusion and questions that you would normally say, well, I don't understand that. I'll just move that over here. Well, you can't do that anymore. So, okay. I'm going to turn this part over to Milena so that she can begin our service.
Okay. So everyone get comfortable. Take a breath. In our solstice meeting last December, together we positioned the new Earth diamond into the magnetic grid of the planet at the equator. We then assisted in bringing the massive template of love and unity through the center of the Earth from the north to the south pole. With each of us holding our chosen position on the Earth diamond, we were asked to open the channels for the energetics to begin to be drawn from the unity and love template to each column of light on each of the four points. We assisted in holding stably all the dynamics that were occurring with precision, paying absolute balance as the unity and love template was set in place. All was then left in the care of the Magdalene, Yeshua, the archangels, the elemental beings of light, and the inner earth communities. We have now been requested by these great beings to return to service at this unsettling time for all of humanity and for Mother Earth herself. So take another deep breath. From the center of your divine sacred heart, activate your Merkaba vehicle and unified field to 150% light. Visualize our beautiful planet Earth and see the Earth diamond at the equator. With your intention, return to the Earth diamond and to the column of light at the position you hold. Say hello to the archangels and all the beings of light who stand with you on the Earth diamond, who will once again assist us in this service project. Feel the energetics of that light column flowing through you in this present moment. On the solstice, we activated only the fifth dimensional iteration of the Unity template. At that time, it was activated to a barely discernible frequency, as time was required for the Unity and Love template to become stabilized within the core of the Earth. The frequency of the template has only recently been increased to oscillate between 1% and 2%. Today, we are asked to assist in once again holding the new earth diamond stably as the frequency of the unity and love template is increased. And we will continue with only the fifth dimensional iteration. Place your focus on the aspect of the unity and love template that is within you. Watching as it becomes more and more brilliant as you hold your attention on it. Once we begin the amplifications, allow the increased frequencies from the unity template in the core of the earth to be drawn to you in your light, in your column of light, through the channels that were open on the solstice. Slowly and carefully, their frequency is increasing to 3%. Is increasing to 4%. You may feel the frequency increasing within you in your light column. It is now increasing to 5%. And as those increased frequencies are drawn into your light columns, see the light frequencies radiating from the unity and love template within the core of the planet. Continue observing as the frequencies are moving throughout the entirety of the interior of the earth. And begin passing through all the layers of inner earth, radiating out and beyond the surface. Continue maintaining the stability and equilibrium as we begin the next step. Again, from your sacred heart and with the purity of the light template that is you, emit the love and unity within you and your light column into the grid at your point, beginning at a frequency of 2%. Next, those of you in the north position with the influence of wisdom from source, and those of you in the south position with the influence of purity and protection, as you are emitting love and unity into the grid at your point, expand that now into the grid network of the entire northern hemisphere. Those of you in the east position with the influence of healing humanity, and those of you in the west with the influence of hope and inspiration, begin emitting love and unity into the grid at your points, expanding now into the grid network in the entire southern hemisphere at 2%. As the light fills the grids. While those in the north and south points begin to emit into the southern hemisphere. Those in the east and west positions emit now into the northern hemisphere. Now that the light frequencies are moving into the entire grid system of the earth, amplify the light frequencies to 3%. And breathe. Increase now to 4%. increase to 5%. See the entire planet bathe in the light of love and unity. All of the frequencies that you have set in place today will continue to oscillate in the 3 to 5% range, and will be overseen by the archangelics, the 12 dimensional elemental beings of light, and the inner earth communities. With your participation today in the service project for the earth and all of humanity, you have also increased the vibration and frequency range of these light frequencies for yourself. Infused with the element of love, may the wisdom of Source, with the purity and protection of the archangels, be received by every living organism within the inner earth and all that reside on her surface, so that each may be filled with hope and inspiration, so that all of humanity is healed and will know unity consciousness. We will pause for a moment, and then the Council of 12 will join us.
We are a stream of consciousness of the master realm. We are one of the many vast streams of consciousness within the Council of 12. We are part of this community, and we wish to share with you and help you to realize how you have served the earth and humanity in the last 2 to 3 years of your time. First of all, the unlocking of the 5th, 6th, 7th dimensional light templates was no easy thing. It had to be done so far in 3 iterations. Prior to that, moving into a 5th dimensional stable state of being was almost impossible for many humans in the collective consciousness. It was very difficult for the elemental communities and the inner earth communities because of the locking of these light templates that took place as the earth and humanity fell in consciousness. Since that has been accomplished, it provided a pathway for your stream of vast energy to come forth to serve the earth and humanity in the ways that you have served them. It was through the stableness that you were asked to hold in the fifth dimension and the electromagnetic field that was changed and altered through the various iterations of this fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional light template. And as you carry that within yourself, within your body, within your light body, and you have shared it and transmitted it monthly for months and months, we want you to recognize what has happened. Yes, there is great turmoil on Earth at this time. Many are suffering. Many are afraid. Many are concerned. Hearts worldwide are opening. But look what is happening. Outside of any media influence, look how the majority of countries of this earth have come together in unity and love and said, we do not want war. Stop. There are sanctions that have been put in play that are non-violent sanctions to help persuade a dictator who desires power over. And this cannot be because the earth itself will not accept it. And because of the templates that you have laid down in these many, many months that you have participated in Gridmasters, all of that was seeded. And yes, it wasn't functioning at the same rate of consciousness that you function at. And it vacillated between 1% and 2% light, but it was enough that many stood up, got out of their fear, got out of their concern, got out of their daily life and said, no more. And this can continue because what you have done today is increase that light frequency within the earth and within all human hearts so that these non-violent approaches to stop a dictator who is wanting power cannot succeed. And it is one of the prime directives that this group shares. Service to Earth, to bring the light, to bring the element of love, that creative element from which all humans, all souls, all spirits were created in the image and likeness of the source of all that is. this is important for you to recognize what you have accomplished as a group. Yes, for some, the beginnings have been rough in this time. But you were chosen and you volunteered to do this service, and you have accomplished more than you know. So yes, we will be continuing the service project. And those of you wish to transmit the fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional time light templates, as well as the element of love, please do so in your quiet time often. You are powerful beyond your awareness. So let us together, as streams of the vast consciousness of ascending masters, sit together and transmit the fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional light templates from the center of our sacred heart, from the center of our being. Transmit the element of love and unity into the earth, into the inner earth communities, into the elemental communities, so the earth itself might support an enlightened consciousness of a Christed planet. And all humanity who is willing to accept these light templates and the element of love are changed and can stand with courage and move nonviolently to create a world of peace and unity and love beyond what we recognize today. So we will close in silence and transmit these energetics for the benefit of the earth and humanity. Blessings. Thank you for joining us in this transmission.
Blessings, everyone.
Blessings.